We are beginning our learning of Tehillim. We're up to the 24th chapter. And before we begin, we all know the beautiful verse, Hinei matov u'man na'im shevet achim gam yachad. How good, how beautiful is it when brothers sit together. And sometimes brothers can't be together. Sages tell us that when Yosef was abducted and taken down to Egypt, so Binyamin lamented the fact that he's in Israel and his brother Yosef is down in Egypt, and he named his children after the trials and tribulations that he knew his brother Yosef was enduring. And tonight we have a beautiful thing. We have our share in Tehillim tonight is dedicated in honor of Yosef ben Esther by his brother. And the brother dedicated our learning tonight in the merits of Yosef ben Esther, that Hashem should bless him. He should find the right wife quickly and swiftly and easily. And together they should build a beautiful home among the people of Israel. And of course, as we wish every Jew, we will wish him that he should merit to do it in the land of Israel. Hashem should bless him with continued success, mazal and simcha. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we should quickly hear news that he has built a Beit Ne'eman b'Yisrael. So let's begin. We are holding Tehillim, Perek Chaf Dalet. Le David, Mizmor. This is a song that David HaMelech composed. Whenever a verse begins, Mizmor Le David, a song to David, it means that David first sang, and then out of the singing, the Shechina rested upon David, and from that he had the godly insight to say that praise of Tehillim. Whenever a verse begins, Le David Mizmor, it means that first he had the godly inspiration and then he started composing the song. He didn't need to sing in order to bring the inspiration. So this is one of those verses where the inspiration came before the song. Le David Mizmor, David composed the following song. L'Adonai Ha'aretz Umlo'a Tevel V'Yosheveva. God really owns the land of Israel and everything that's in it, and all of the land which is inhabited, and all the inhabitants of land. God is really master of the universe. Master first of Israel and then the world, as we know that when God started creating the world, he started with the Temple Mount and then formed the rest of earth around it. We know that if you look at earth from different points in the galaxy, so different parts will seem to be on top. We always paint the globe that north is on top. But it's all in your perspective, right? Depends on where you are. So our sages taught us that the top is really the Evan Shtia. You look at a ball. Which is the top of the ball? It depends on where you're looking at it from. Well, the top of the earth is really the Evan Shtia. That stone on the Temple Mount in the Holy of Holies, from that Hushtat Olam, the world was created. So we first described that God is master of the land of Israel, and then master of all of planet Earth, all of the places that people live, and all the inhabitants, meaning all of humanity, is under God's rule. Ki hu al yamim yasada, for God lay the earth on the foundations of water, as we have on tradition that initially all of earth was water, and then God made land masses on top of the water. Val narot yichonenoa, and God gave it a basis on the different rivers. Mi yale vehar Adonai umi yakum bimkom kodesho. Being that God created the whole planet and God is master of the universe, so who is it that can ascend God's mountain? Who can go up to God's holy place, to the temple? We think you have to be an angel, you have to be who knows what. If God is so great, God created the universe, who dares go up to his holy place? Tells us God, who do I let in? Neki chapayim uvar levav. A person whose hands are clean. A person whose money is clean. All the money that he's made honestly. He doesn't cheat on his taxes. He doesn't cheat his customers. A person who is neki chapayim. His palms are clean. Uvar levav, and a person whose heart is clean. No one could know how clean our heart is. No one could know when we say something and really we have ourselves in mind. Sometimes people ask us for advice and we are partial. We want the outcome to be one way. A guy says, should I switch rooms? And we think, hey, if he switches rooms, I really like that bed he's in. Yeah, it's a great idea, switch rooms. You'll be much better with these other roommates. Am I giving him advice that's good for him or good for me? And sometimes, it's hard for us to tell. Whenever I'm in a situation like this, someone comes and asks me for advice. So I learned from my father, the first thing I do is I tell the person I'm partial. Don't think twice before you want to ask me. I will try to answer you impartially. But remember, I am partial. We once had a farm store. So when it came time to sell this farm store, I called in a good friend of mine and I told him, look, I'm partial. Before I tell you why you should or shouldn't buy the store, you should know I want to sell it. So I'm going to tell you all the good things about the store, but there are a lot of bad things about the store. So I'm also going to try and be honest and tell you the bad things about the store, but you have to do research because I'm a seller. And then I sat there and I spent 10 minutes telling him everything that's bad about the store. And then I told him, look, I'm trying to counterbalance my partiality because I really want you to buy this store. So could be I went too far the other way. Could be really it's not as bad as I'm describing it. But I don't know, I'm partial. So first I'll tell you all the bad, and now I'll tell you all the good. And then you decide. And to make a long story short, he didn't buy the store. But if we enter a situation that you're partial, God checks where's our heart. And sometimes it's hard for us to know if our heart is clean. So then the simplest thing is come clean. Tell him. So God says, who can ascend my mountain? Who do I want to come to my domain? If your hands are clean, if your heart is pure, asher lo nasa lashav nafshi velo nishba lemirma. God says, a person who doesn't take my soul, so to speak, a person who doesn't take a vow in my name when it's false, and sometimes only God knows whether our vows are true or false. Hashem says, that person, if he's clean, if he's honest, notice, what did God really tell us here? David HaMelech is teaching us that God first looks at how honest we are. How fair are we with our fellow men? The Avot were called Yesharim, straight, honest people. We see in this Pasuk that God says, what's most important to me is honesty. That comes first. First, be honest, be clean. The forefathers were clean. That's why every penny counted by them, because they didn't have any penny that was illegitimate, that was improper in their hands. Hashem says, liars, people who lack truth, can't stay before me. Even when the spirit of Novos, in the book of Kings, there was a man who was murdered named Novos. And then his spirit came to avenge his death, and his spirit said, I will go and be a spirit that lies, that causes the king who murdered you, I will cause his advisors, his prophets, to lie to him. I will be a lie before them. I will arouse them to lie, to give them bad advice. They'll think they're telling the truth. I will arouse them to tell them things that are incorrect. God kicks that spirit from before him. God says, you can go, and you will be successful, because you are avenging your death, your illegitimate murder, but you cannot stand before me. If you're a liar, even though you have a right to do it, you have a right to avenge the blood that he spilled, but you can't stand near me. God says, the only ones who can ascend to me are those that are straight and honest. And those that are straight and honest, so they come to the temple, they pray at the temple, Yisa v'racha me'et Adonai u'tzdaka me'elohei Yishuv. They will be able to take back, they will take the blessing from Hashem, they will take the righteousness, what God gives us, and God will be their salvation. Ze dor dorshav, mevakshei fanecha Yaakov Sela. This is the generation that seeks out God. This is the generation that's known as the offsprings of Yaakov, and they have a right to seek out God. Yaakov was honest. As much as Laban tried to swindle him and cheat him, Yaakov was honest. We know that one of the lessons that Yaakov Avinu was teaching us is that you can be successful in business even though you're honest and the ones around you are not. That is one of the messages we're supposed to learn from Yaakov. So those who seek God, they're the ones that are honest and they know God is running the show. So they are called Yaakov. They are the offsprings of Yaakov. Se'u sharim lashechem. So when we approach the temple, those who have a right to approach, so we say God is in the temple, and so to speak, when God enters the temple, the gates have to lift their heads, v'inasu pitchei olam, and open up the entrance to the world, because the temple is really referred to as the world, the entrance to the world. V'yavo melech hakavod, and the king of honor that will come. Mi ze melech hakavod? Who is the king of honor? Hashem izuz v'gibor, Hashem who has might, Hashem who is mighty, who is powerful. Hashem gibor milchama, Hashem who has the might of war, he runs the wars. And this is again that concept, he's running the show. The question of whether you'll be successful or unsuccessful, we do what we're supposed to do, we try, but at the end of the day, Hashem is running the wars. Su'u sha'arim rashechem, so open up the gates, your heads, us'u pitcho olam, and open the gates of the world. Ve'avo melech hakavod, and the king of honor will come. He is in the temple. Who is he, the king of honor? Mi uze melech hakavod? Who is this king of honor? Hashem tzevakot, Hashem who runs the armies. Hu melech hakavod tzela? He is the king of honor for eternity. So what we learned today, David HaMelech told us in this song that God runs the world and he laid the world on the foundations of the waters. Who can approach God? He's so powerful. God says those that are honest, those that are clean in their hands and clean in their hearts, they don't say things falsely, they don't swear falsely, they're the ones that can approach and take the blessing from me. They're the ones that will be known as the generation that seeks me out. They are the generation that's known as Yaakov for eternity. And I come to the temple and the gates, they lift and they welcome God. The God is the God of honor. He is the power, the God who has the might. He is the one that runs the wars. He is the one that runs the world. He is the God of honor for eternity.